Good to see you. It's beautiful, beautiful, sunshiny day out there. The scripture verse I have for this morning is from Psalms chapter 27, verse 4, Psalms. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That's my desire this morning, Connor. And I hope it's a desire of many, many people out there today. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you for that. And so, guys, let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. What do we have to talk about?
Thank you, Connor. Hope you're doing well. Dad, when it comes to insurance, the definition of insurance or a synonym of insurance is pre-planning. When you buy car insurance, homeowner's insurance, you're sort of pre-planning for what can happen in
crop
life.
Crop insurance, you're pre-planning for that hailstorm or the drought.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Life insurance. And we have that type of pre-planning down pretty good. We've sort of ingrained to do that because a lot of times it's required to get a loan.
The law forces us to buy auto insurance.
And maybe for our mortgage, we have to have homeowner's insurance.
Right.
And things like that. But there's another type of pre-planning that gets overlooked.
And it's not forced. It's not...
not required.
The law isn't requiring it. The mortgage, the bank isn't requiring it.
No. I have a friend from another state outside of Kansas. And
you have friends in other states?
In other states, I do.
Really?
Oh, man. He passed away. His home is vacant today. It is sitting there.
Deteriorating.
Just sitting. Because there was no directions of where it should go, and now it's trying to be figured out in the courts, and family members disagree, and things are just up in the air because there was no pre-planning on what should happen in the case of his death for his house,
right? And probably other items that he had too, as far as that goes.
Yeah, vehicle, but, different things, yeah. But this is the big thing that really stands out. And all it would have taken was just a few minutes of time.
Yes.
A little bit of pre-planning, and his family could be in a lot better shape today.
So now the family's squabbling, the house is deteriorating, so it's bringing division into the family. And the asset that they're fighting over is going down in value. It's a lose-lose-lose situation. When if he would have just said, let me go get this taken care of, it's got to be pretty simple. But you know, Charles, people put that off because when they come to that realization, when they say, you know, I've got to go make a will, or I've got to go make some plans, they're saying, I'm not going to be here forever. I'm going to die. And a lot of us don't want to even think about that. And so it's easy just to put that off and just to push that off. But just a little pre-planning. You know, we had a lady that, a very nice lady. I'm telling you, as nice a lady as you'd ever want to meet. But when she passed, there was this account that only had her name on it. And it was a big problem because it didn't have any beneficiaries or any contingencies. And it had been so simple for somebody to have said, well, we need to put a pay on death here or transfer on death here, or we need to do something.
Mm-hmm. Very true. So even worse than leaving a house up in limbo and without any direction is if we're younger parents with younger children, and we don't have a direction for our kids.
Yes.
House is one thing. You know, houses are just material. But if you do not have a direction or instructions for who will take care of your children in the case that you can no longer be around, you or your wife, assuming there's a husband and wife in the home, it will be up to the courts.
And it's even more important with a single parent family, because it all rests on that one parent. And it's just so important to get some stuff, just get some guardianship papers done. And we don't sell this stuff, Charlie.
No, we don't.
We're not talking about anything to feather our nest this morning. We're just talking about trying to get some stuff taken care of so that life can be easier.
Yeah. We think, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to happen. But somehow, and many times it doesn't, but we buy homeowners insurance, and we can go years and years without a claim.
Right.
We may never have a claim on our homeowners, but we look at it as money well spent. Well, with planning for your guardianship for your kids in the case you or your spouse can no longer be around, you don't have to pay for like homeowners insurance. It's not a cost. It's just a simple direction that you put down of somebody that you would want to have, you know.
Well, you may have to pay something for a...
I'm talking about ongoing costs.
Yeah, there's not an ongoing annual fee for that.
It's a one-time sit down and think about it type event.
Yeah, and Charles, a lot of times we think about, well, if I'm dead, but what if we're here but we're incompetent because of a wreck or whatever, and we can't. Then we need power of attorney papers in place. Somebody's going to handle our stuff while we're alive, and we're not capable of doing it. So just all kinds of stuff to think about.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
No.
It's not easy.
No. But it's worth it.
It's worth it.
And when there's been directions left, you know, many times people will think about their funeral. They think about maybe that's as far as a lot of people get, you know, who's going to sing at my funeral, who's going to hold my funeral, or things like that.
And I don't want a funeral.
Right. those are that's good instructions to leave, but that's just the tip of the iceberg of what needs to be done to plan for in case you're not around
your
anymore.
Your property or your children or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, Charles, it's easy to put it off, you know, because it puts us in, we have to put ourselves in the grave or in a disabled state to think we're ever going to need it. And we don't like to think about that.
That's right. That's right.
Look at your family tree.
Right.
Most of it's in the ground.
That's true.
It really is. We don't get out of here alive.
We are blessed to have the life that we have.
Right.
And the days that we have to live are a blessing. Yep. And we can make our future generations, their days, brighter and more of a blessing by doing some pre-planning. So that's very true. Connor, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All right. And so a lot of great information as always. But we'll have more for you. We'll come back here in just 1 minute. And when we come back, well, like I said, we'll just continue on with today's discussion. But reminder, just give them a call over at their Independence office, 620-331-8800. Back with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC in just a moment. And once again, back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Connor Harbin here with you on this Monday. We return now to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC, of course, Coffeyville and Independence. And once again, I do remind you that their Independence offices are open, so you can give them a call right at this very moment, 620-331-8800. So guys, we had a pretty solid discussion in the first half, so what do we have to talk about now?
Thank you, Connor. I don't want to leave people hanging. They might be thinking, what do I do? You know, I've thought about what would happen if I'm no longer around, what would happen with my possessions, my children, minor children, and we have free, there's free resources available. And I would encourage you to call us 620-331-8800. And we can go over some things that we have done in our own life that have given peace of mind and some wisdom in that area. We can also point you to legal counsel that could give you further direction that's beyond our capability, because we're not the experts on this, but we deal with retirement. And retirement many times is, most of the time, is later in life. And it's when death and legacy and wills and trust and all those things come into play. So we're familiar with it. We're around it. We're well acquainted with it. And we just see the importance of it and feel like it needs to be brought up.
So, Charles, I want to say something. Years ago, when y'all were young, before you was born, even when Charlene was a baby, it was when we actually got our first will. I was probably 21 years old or something. And one of the main reasons we got a will was because we wanted to name a guardian for our children. And the reason we did that was, one of the major reasons we did that was that we knew of a child that had lost both of his parents tragically when he was just a baby. And we knew the child, we knew the situation, and we seen how this child was 18, 20 years later, and we thought, we don't want this to happen for our own children. We want plans in place that we feel like that we've made some choices for our children in our absence. And so it gave us a lot of peace of mind. And I know you growing up, you would remember, because we let you know who the guardians were and stuff. And it gave us peace of mind as parents, knowing, and I would think it, did it give you peace of mind, Charles?
It did. It did. It felt like there's some security here, knowing that if you weren't around, I wouldn't be totally lost. I would know what's going on.
Right. And so, thankfully, those things never happened. We're still here. But it didn't cost very much money to get that done, and it gave a lot of peace of mind and a lot of security, not only to us, but to our children. And so, I don't know what stage of life you're in, whether you're a young parent or whether you're 75, 80 years old, and you need to be making some plans. Whatever stage you're in, it's time to do it.
That's
because
right.
Because we don't know how much time we have. We don't know that.
That's true. That's true.
So, I know that. You know, I went to the hospital on a Sunday evening, and somebody had told me on Thursday, said, "Well, you'll probably," you know, they said something. They was older than I, and they said something about, "Well, you'll outlive me." And I said, "Well, I might not, too." And that was on Thursday night they told me that. And Sunday's when I went to the hospital, and I was really near death in that episode. So we never know. We never know.
That's true.
We never know.
Very true. So just a reminder, as you enjoy life, take a minute to do some pre-planning, so the people that you leave behind can continue to enjoy life and have clear direction on your wishes.
It's kind of like having a parachute. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like having a parachute. You know, the people in the service that are flying planes, and they have parachutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need to bail out, they can bail out, and hopefully the parachute will take care of them. And that's kind of what we're talking about, is your spare tire.
Mm-hmm.
How many people trade in their car and they never use their spare tire?
That's right.
But if you don't have it, you're going to need it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So I just want to thank our listening audience. We've enjoyed getting to meet you. And we have another opportunity coming up April the 26th, Tuesday, and May the 3rd, a Tuesday, 6:15 p.m. we're going to have a financial seminar at Big Ed's right there in Thayer, Kansas. And if you haven't been to Big Ed's, it's a great place to eat. But this is a Tuesday evening. We're going to have the whole restaurant to ourselves. They're not open Tuesday nights. And so we just want to welcome you. We talk about financial planning, talk about making a portion, at least some of your money, safe in a place where it cannot go down, where it's not subject to market volatility. And that's going to be April the 26th and May the 3rd. Both of those are a Tuesday. And we'd just love to have you to attend. All you need to do is just call our office, 620-331-8800, and just tell Jennifer or whoever answers that you'd like to be put on the list to attend there, and tell them which night you'd like to go, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. So our main office is in Independence, Kansas, 2801 West Main, Suite A, and our other office, Coffeyville, Kansas, right here, 802 West 8th. The phone number here is 630-236-6930. Thank you, Connor.
And thank you guys for stopping in once again. We'll look forward to hearing you guys later on in the week. Of course, you'll be back on Friday for another edition of Ask the Expert, again with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC. So we'll go ahead and move on to our break. We've got Fox News coming up here, but at about 8:45, we start Open Line here today. So make sure you don't miss that. We'll be back here in about 20 minutes or so, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.